Aloha, and welcome to another PARTS subject-specific class overview. Today we're going to be touching on territory potential. Unless you know the potential of your market, you're never going to be able to determine whether you've been a success or not. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? I don't know what the potential is out there, so I sold $100,000 last year, I must be pretty good. No, we can't do it that way. We have to start from an accurate working machine population. Model, serial number, hours of work, work application. We need to get all of that information. Every year you sell machines, you have to make that registration back to the manufacturer for warranty. There's various services out there, equipment data associates for one, that will give you all of the machines that have been financed in your area, whether it's your brand or competitors. There's associations of equipment manufacturers, AEM, and others that will give you that base information. But you have to have the machine population. Once we have the population and the age of the machine, we know what the maintenance cycle is going to be. There's an interesting truth about our equipment. There's roughly the same amount of hours put on for maintenance services over the life of a machine as there is for repairs. So if we know the machine and we know the hours that they work each year, we will know what the maintenance hours are that are required to look after that machine. With those tables, whether it's a 250-hour increment or a 500-hour increment, we can determine the number of hours of maintenance that would take place over the 20-year life of the machine. Then it's simply a matter of arithmetic. What's your labor rate for maintenance? What's the parts rate that goes with maintenance? Is it 50 cents of parts for a dollar of labor or what? Then we look at repairs, same number of dollars. Different dollar rate, but I'm going to have a potential in dollars tied to the number of repair hours. Then I need to look at my history. What are my work orders for customer, internal, for warranty? Some of you have them recorded for rental. What's in the field? What's in the shop? Because I've got the travel component that I have to deal with as well. I hope this gives you a better understanding of what our class on territory potential is all about. And I look forward to talking with you about another subject-specific class soon.